Archers for the week 25 to 30 April 2004.
Out for a stroll, Will and Emma are making plans.
Hang on, I've got it all written down.
Oh, I'm starving. Hope Mum's done plenty of roasties. Blimey, Emma, what's that? It looks like one of them police officers' notebooks. Here, let's have a look.
Get off! Right, next on my list is the car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to ask Mr. Woolley if he'll lend me the Bentley to drive to church in.
You'll never reach the pedals.
Shut up, Higgs will drive it.
Well, you think he'll say yes then, Mr. Woolley?
Well, I can only ask. And then there's the confetti.
Well, hope you're keeping a running total in that little black book then.
Car, confetti. Oh, yeah, tomorrow when I can get a break, I'm going to go to travel agents to pick up them tickets.
Cancun, eh?
Well, I bet no one else is going to Mexico for the holiday.
Oh, from what she said, I bet everyone is.
Not from round here.
The hotel looks great, though, eh? All yeah. You can eat and drink.
Yeah, I don't want to spend the whole time on the complex. I'd like to go on some of them trips.
I hope it's not too hot.
Sun cream, remind me to write that down.
You're doing everything. Is there anything I can do?
Not that I can think of. Unless it's chatting up your best man. Look, on the bridge.
Greg.
I wish you'd go and say hello.
We ain't got much choice.
No, I don't think he's noticed us.
Mitch has.
Look at him. Looks like he slept in them clothes.
It's not that I don't want to talk to him. I just don't want to get my head bitten off again.
He looks a bit lost.
Yeah, he does. Here, come on.
Morning, Greg. Hiya, Mitch. Boy, hello.
Hi, lad.
All right, Greg.
Hello, Greg.
Hello. Will?
Spotted any trout?
Trout?
Yeah, under the bridge.
Oh, no.
It's a lovely morning for a walk, anyway.
Yeah, we've just been up to Leader's Wood.
Trying to work up an appetite for Gary's Sunday dinner.
Right. Thanks for the lift, Brian.
Coming to the match this afternoon.
What match?
Cricket. We're playing Loxley Barrett.
Morning, all.
Hi, Bert.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, we've just been over the service at Penny Acid helping out.
Well, we'd best get off where we don't want to be late.
Oh, off for your dinner.
Yeah, Mum will go spare if we're not there when it's served.
Oh, my Frieda's just the same. She'd rather throw it in the bin than serve it up cold.
See you then, Greg.
Right.
Bye.
See you both later. Oh, mind you, she's had to keep a fair few dinners warming in the oven for me over the years when we've had problems at Brookfield.
Oh, yeah?
Well, 10 to 95 job. She knew that when we married her.
Right.
Still, it looks as though all that's about to change, whether I lose it or not.
Hmm?
I'm being put out to grass like an old nag who's had her day. Pensioned off without a boy you leave. And David Archer ain't even had the courtesy to put me in the picture about it all. Employers, Greg. Oh, completely at their mercy. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sorry, I've got to get off.
Hey?
Come on, Mitch.
David ain't the only one with no manners.
Adam and Robert are a great partnership. We're going to do well this season, again.
Shame Greg ain't come down to watch.
Yeah, didn't really think he would. I should have tried to talk him into it this morning.
Well, you asked him.
You know, I didn't sound all that encouraging. I should have insisted.
No, it's not up to you.
I know. But he hasn't got anybody else, has he?
It's not really your fault his ex won't let him contact his kids.
No, I'm not saying it is. But he hasn't even got a job, and now with Helen moving out as well.
Oh, let's just chill out and enjoy the cricket, eh?
Oh, I need to do something. Oh, that's Adam. Oh, Bert's given out.
Oh, you're in then, Will.
Oh, I was hoping they'd put on a few more before I went on. Oh, well.
So, leave thinking about Greg till after the match, eh?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, can you pass me my gloves?
Yep. Good luck.
Oh, bad luck, Adam. Was that caught behind?
The ball was a mile away.
Yeah, I thought it glanced off the top of your pad.
Thank you. I swear Bird wasn't even looking.
It's a bit odd, he's usually keen as mustard.
I know. Always quoting the rule book.
Still, you got 81. That's good innings.
That bowler's got a good strong action.
It's not massively fast, but gets plenty of bounce.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Sid? Sid?
What's he doing?
Who?
Sid?
Why?
He blanked me earlier on.
Nah. Not exactly been over enthusiastic at nets either. I thought about damning with faint praise.
Really? He's changed his tune then from last season. Practically wanted to adopt you.
It's not that I'm fishing for compliments. I just want to be sure there's nothing else on his mind. That's all.
Oh, shot!
Doesn't Jolene usually do the cricket match tees?
Yeah, but there's a coachload of day trippers from Birmingham just arrived at the ball.
Oh, it's really funny. The same routine every time. The coach stops, there's a mad dash to the loos, and then the six deep at the bar ordering food and drink. Oh, I don't mind helping out. I really didn't want to stay in on my own.
No. Oh, you're a lifesaver.
Okay, right. Cups and saucers, tea, and what else?
Oh, can you put out these jam tarts? There are a couple more big serving plates in that cupboard.
Well, as soon as it's all ready, I'm going back to yours, though.
Will you be okay? I don't finish at the ball till 11.
Yeah.
Not going to go and see your mum and dad then.
Oh, I can't cope with them.
So worried about you.
I know, but I don't want to keep bursting into tears.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I just need...
The last ball will be over. They'll be in any minute.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good.
Emma, could you make up some of this squash for those who don't want tea?
Yeah, of course.
My three favourite girls all in one place.
Hi, Kenton.
Tea's not quite ready yet.
Well, I've come to add to it rather than take away. Ta-da!
What are those?
Kenton, this looks like congealed tomato soup.
Yeah, well, it is, sort of. Behold the Jelly Rogers. Yeah, I thought we could hand one or two out and then let me know how they go down.
You meant to eat them?
Yeah, they're jellied Bloody Marys. If this testing goes well, I'm going to sell them on Tuesday night at the film. Only to adults, obviously.
No one in their right mind will spend money on them.
Try one. You might just change your mind.
No, I don't think so.
Huh. Percy?
A jelly made out of vodka and tomato juice.
Well, not for me.
Oh, what wild and reckless lives you young people lead.
Oh, here they come.
Ooh, that's a good spread, Emma.
I bought you a cup of tea.
Thank you very much. You, them jelly things look interesting. Strawberry, are they?
No. Could I just ask you about the church rules and
confetti? Oh, no, then there's no confetti in church at all.
That's what I thought.
Error.
And if it's thrown outside the church, you have to have somebody with a brush and the duty of sweeping it up.
That'll be it.
Do you know, I think I'll try one of them jellies. Make a nice change.
What do you think about real flower petals, Mum?
Hey, romantic, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Still a bit bothered about Greg.
Look, there's nothing you can do about it.
Maybe. I might be able to get him down the bull after the match, though. I just think he needs to know he's still got some faith.
Helen, hang on a minute.
Yeah?
I wanted a quick word.
Oh, sorry. I don't much feel like socialising, Adam.
No, I understand. Mum taught me I dropped you in it a bit with Pat and Tony on Friday.
No, it's okay. Obviously, I was going to tell them.
Well, I'm sorry, nevertheless.
Oh, forget it.
And I just want to reassure you about the cottage.
Oh?
I was talking to Brian and he said not to worry about it.
Well, that's very good of him.
Yeah, it'll be a few weeks before he appoints. Then whoever it is will have to give notice and so on. And you can always put them in one of the other cottages anyway.
I appreciate it.
And I know it sounds trite, but if there's anything I can do...
There isn't. But thanks.
Helen, stay.
What?
Stay and watch the match.
I really don't feel like it.
Maybe not, but I think you should. I can't pretend to know what you're going through, but I have been there myself.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than going over and over things in your head.
No.
There are people here who care about you.
I don't want to talk.
No, I'm not saying that, but it's a lovely afternoon. And besides, you can always fake the rest of the match if anyone comes up.
It would be fake.
Believe me, it's better to be around friends than sitting in a lonely room all afternoon.
Here you go, Greg.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah, so I was saying, this fast bowler, don't know where they got him from, but he was getting really cocky. Then, out of nowhere, Robert just knocked him for six.
Yeah.
211 for four in the end.
Well done.
Yeah. If anything, come down to watch.
I had things to do.
Oh, no thanks to our umpire, though. He looked like he was nodding off after tea. I'm sure he was.
What was Helen there?
Emma said Kirsty rocked in to help with the teas.
She, say anything?
Not really. Not to me. Or Emma. Haven't you talked to her?
Not sure I'd know what to say.
Oh, I haven't told you what happened on Tuesday, have I?
I really love her, Will. But I can't put it over to her and then I get frustrated and angry.
Now, I know it ain't easy.
But it's me I get angry with, not her. I know she's trying to do what she thinks is right, but...
Yeah, I'm not really sure I'm the right bloke to talk to about this, Greg.
No.
We had a mycoplasma outbreak last week. I had to bomb it over to the VI centre. It's lucky I was on the ball, George said. Otherwise, we would have had real problems.
See, I know it's my fault, all this. But if Michelle hadn't got me so mad... Oh, she's poisoned, that woman, Will. She's poisoned the girls against me.
Yeah, that's a real shame.
But it comes back to me in the end.
They'll come round, I bet they do. Yeah, have you thought any more about talking to Mr. Aldridge?
I should have gone over to France more often. I've got like a stranger to them, you see.
I know Christmas didn't go brilliant, but Sonia had an all right time here last year. If you got Brian to give you your job back, you could get him over again. Have another go.
It's not that easy. You don't understand, Will.
No. Sorry.
Did you stop?
Who?
Helen. Did she stop for the cricket?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Right.
Yeah. If you don't want to talk to Brian, maybe you should start putting feelers out for another job. Well, something to do.
How did she look?
Helen? Yeah, she looked okay.
Did she?
Well, you know, I mean, I didn't really notice with playing, you know.
Thanks for the drink, Will.
You're not off already, are you?
Yeah. Helen might come in, and I don't really want to just bump into her. It'd be awkward.
Okay. Yeah, what about coming out tomorrow night for a drink?
Yeah, maybe. You're a good lad, Will.
Me?
I hope Emma knows how lucky she is. See you, Will.
Hello.
You're not answering your mobile.
No, I forgot to charge the blasted thing again. Mm. Where's Ben?
Following Frieda around with a duster, and she's trying to discourage him.
Oh, don't blame her.
Except she keeps telling him that little boys don't do dusting.
Well, she's quite right. Hey, I thought you and Ben were off to mums and toddlers, anyway.
Well, I was talking to Diane at the school bus stop.
Oh, what, Roslyn's mum?
And they're going to the swings, so I thought I'd take Ben and we could feed the ducks.
Well, all right for some.
In perks of a job.
Actually, I thought the two of us might have an outing later in the week.
Oh, yeah? Where to?
Well, you know that farm walk I mentioned last week?
Dairy Farm in Worcestershire?
Yeah, they've increased their cow numbers to 400. I'd quite like to check it out.
A bit outside our league.
Yeah, but it'd be good to see how it's working, though.
Definitely.
Well, I'll get Bert to do the afternoon milking, and I'll ask if Dad can come up and lend a hand.
I was planning something for us as well, as a matter of fact.
Two events in 1 week, my head's spinning.
A supper party.
Oh. Okay, what's the occasion?
I wanted to do something for Usha to celebrate their engagement.
Hang on, you're cooking supper?
Well, I'm not going to order pizzas.
You sure the effect won't be to put Ashok off married life before he even embarks on it?
Very funny. You wolfed down that steak and onion pie I made the other night.
Well, I thought you said it was a frozen one.
Ah, got ya. The pastry was ready-made frozen. I made the filling myself.
Well, I'm impressed. But what about doing that again?
I can't.
Why not?
David, Usha's vegetarian.
Lillian, hi.
Steady, Tolly, steady. Good boy, good boy.
Where's your little playmate today?
If you mean Matt, he's in London for the day on business.
So, you're all on your lonesome?
Yeah, so I thought I'd get some fresh air. And then I'll get down to some of those little jobs I can never find time for.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I've got a list as long as my arm myself.
What, leg waxing and a pedicure? Tony, you're full of surprises.
Oh, very funny. And you're a woman of hidden shallows.
Wow. It's all right, Tolly. It's all right. Good boy. Come on, good boy.
Excellent. Here's Pat with the coffee.
Morning, Lillian.
Morning, Pat.
How's it going, Tony?
Well, touch wood. I'll be ready for sewing by the end of the week.
Good. Make some coffee, Lillian.
Oh, no thanks. Bad for the skin.
So you are an everything in moderation kind of woman.
Everything in moderation except moderation, I'd have thought.
Ooh, he really is on top form this morning.
No, we aim to please.
Lovely morning for a ride.
Yeah, it is. Rather bored with going out on my own.
There you are, Tony.
Oh, thanks.
What about Matt? Doesn't he ride?
Can you seriously see Matt Crawford having anything to do with horses, Pat? Unless it's putting money on them.
No, don't underestimate him.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that he wouldn't know his tack from his tackle, as far as horse riding goes.
Oh, dear.
Now, that's unfair. Sure, I can persuade him.
Nah, he wouldn't do it. Not even for you.
No? I'll get him out on a lead rein yet, if it's the last thing I do.
Or even better, sit him on a horse first.
You'll see.
Well, I won't hold my breath.
All right, you two.
Pat, how are Tom and Helen?
Helen's going through a bit of a rough time at the moment.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she's, well, she and Greg are having a bit of a break.
Only temporary, but she's a bit cut up about it.
Anyway, I better get back. See you lunchtime, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'll be up for some ice cream later, Pat, please.
All righto. Bye, Lillian.
Bye. Oh, I'm sorry to hear about Helen.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be fine. I'd just like to know how she's getting on since you moved out of Greg's. But it's so hard to get her to open up.
I'm sorry to hold you up, Ruth. Betty's just looking for my magazine.
No, Rush. Ben's dead to the world. Look.
Sweet. You must have tired him out.
We've been at the playground all morning.
Oh, I see.
I'm looking for inspiration for Friday.
I spoke to Elizabeth earlier. She said they were invited to Brookfield.
Trouble is, I haven't got a clue what to cook. I can't do my usual standbys.
What are they?
Well, one's goulash, the other's chicken curry.
Oh.
So any suggestions for a simple but tasty vegetarian dish would be gratefully appreciated.
I'll get my thinking cap on and give you a ring.
Thanks.
Would you like me to make something for you? You could do a nice salad to go with it.
No, thanks. I get more practice these days, so I like to think my cooking's getting better.
Yes, I'm sure it is. Phil has a surplus of spring cabbage in the garden, if that's any help.
Oh, yeah, please.
He's out there now, attacking the buttercups as though they were his mortal enemy.
Oh, there's only blackcurrant yoghurts. The kids have gone off those.
I could pick some up from Bridge Farm for you.
Oh, dear, they saw Helen at the match yesterday.
Poor thing.
Oh, I know.
You think she's left Greg for good?
I don't know. He said she seemed very down.
Hello.
Morning.
Hi, Cathy. Is the post office open, do you know?
Yes, Betty will be back any moment.
Oh, thanks. I wanted to post Kenton's present for Muriel.
I've just sent something.
Poor Kenton. He was really missing her when I spoke to him at the cricket yesterday.
Yeah, he is. It's good that he's got the film evening to distract him a bit.
Hello, Ben, darling. Have you woken up?
All right, Ben.
How are the preparations going?
Very well.
David and I have got to try and come. Oh, it's okay, Ben. Oh, we're going now.
Good. If you dress up, you get in cheaper.
What?
A pirate, of course.
I doubt it somehow.
Oh, go on.
Look, I think I'd better come back later when Mr. Bussy here is in a better mood. Come on, let's get you home.
Bye, Ben.
Well, bye, your Grandma.
Bye.
Bye.
And has Kenton come up with any more snack ideas?
Well, the Jelly Rogers are banned.
The what?
Jellied Bloody Marys.
Ooh.
But he's still experimenting with salsas.
For the nachos?
Yeah. He let Jamie try the last lot. His words, it was hot enough to blow your head off.
Well, that's the trouble with chilies. You never know how many to use until it's too late.
Oh, don't talk to me about chilies. I told him to wash his hands thoroughly after touching them.
Yes, you do have to be careful.
Yeah, well, he learned his lesson the hard way.
Oh, dear.
Thanks for helping me out, though.
No problem.
Good thing Frieda could have Ben for a bit. All right, ready?
I'm a bit rusty. Long time since I drank sheep.
Well, you just send them through the race a few at a time and I'll do them, OK?
I said rusty, not raw recruit.
Mm.
All right, look, come on. Get
Come here, fella. Come on.
So what's happened to Bert, then?
Well, I meant to tell him I wanted to worm this lot this morning, but I forgot. Come on, there. And then straight after lunch, he went out with a topper before I could get to him.
Did he?
Yeah. I had a good look at the spuds this morning, too.
Yeah?
Coming through nicely.
Good.
Right, I'll send these through.
No. Go on.
You need to keep them coming.
All right, I know.
Oh, I spoke to Bert about Wednesday.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. He was a bit grudging, though.
Oh, you know what he's like. Probably his favourite supper Wednesday.
No doubt. Oh, hang on. This one's limping slightly.
Which one?
This little chap. I'll need to have a look at him. Shed him off, will you?
David, I know what to do. Come on. Come
on. Oh, Ruth, don't let him back with the others.
Come here.
Quick.
I'll have to get in there and rest it out.
Yeah, what was that about being rusty?
I know what I'm doing. Which one was it?
just make sure you hide your scarves and earrings.
Luckily, those come with the pirate costume.
Can't wait to see him.
Well, he won't be able to understand his accent.
What about eats?
Oh, hot dogs, popcorn, that sort of thing.
Oh, great.
Honestly, Pat, I've got enough to contend with my hot flushes. Never mind all those chilies he keeps putting in the salsa.
Hot flushes?
Hello?
Oh, Lillian.
Tony's getting me some ice cream. He said to come through. Now, who's having hot flushes?
Me.
Oh, darling, don't tell me you're putting up with all that nonsense.
It's not nonsense, Lillian. It's a perfectly natural physical process.
Oh, spare me. Don't listen to Pat, Cathy. Next you'll be telling you to let your hair go grey and cultivate whiskers on your chin.
Oh, don't be silly. Are you coming to Pirates of the Caribbean tomorrow?
Heavens, no. No, Matt's going to be taking me out to dinner to make up for leaving me on my own today. You take my advice, Cathy. Go straight to your GP and get him to put you on HRT.
HRT?
There is no need for chemical intervention.
Yeah, but is
that... Why put yourself through absolute hell? I mean, you don't have to.
Hell?
On HRT, I feel like a new woman, and so will you.
Oh, you're talking rubbish. There are some wonderful natural herbal remedies.
Colour?
Soya isoflavones, for example. Japanese women eat soya. They don't suffer any symptoms at all.
Really?
Dong Quai.
Sorry?
Black cohosh.
With all those supplements inside her, she'll rattle every time she moves.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Oh, Jill. How nice to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Is it safe to come in? It sounded a bit heated.
Oh, Tony, don't keep Lillian waiting for her ice cream.
Here we are. One strawberry, one chocolate.
Oh, thanks. Can I settle up later? I've no cash on me.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, thanks. Oh, at the time. Got to be at Grey Gables with the beautician in 10 minutes. Bye, all.
Bye, Lillian.
Bye. Bye. I'd better be going too.
I hope I'm not chasing you out.
No, I've always got a list of waiters on my day off.
I'll see you tomorrow night then, if not before.
Thanks for a lovely lunch.
Sorry about Lillian.
Oh, what's my sister been up to?
Nothing. It's fine.
We'll talk again.
No need, honestly. Thanks. Bye then.
Bye, Cathy.
Bye.
Oh. What?
Don't ask.
Right, okay. Jill, can I get you a cup of tea?
No, I only came for some yoghurts, thank you, Tony.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, okay. I suppose you've heard.
Of course. How is Helen?
Oh, Jill. The short answer to that is, I don't know.
Have she and Greg split up for good?
She says not.
I'm afraid I'm rather hoping they have.
Oh, Pat.
Nothing against him, really. It's just a gut feeling that he isn't what she needs. He's not a bad man, but he isn't good for her.
It's so difficult, isn't it?
Well, there's nothing we can do. Just wait and see what happens.
I'm sure she'll make the right choice for her.
I wish I was. I better get back to the dairy.
I must go. Please don't hesitate if you think I can help at all.
Oh, thanks, Jill.
I'll see myself out.
Okay. Bye, Jill.
Oh, Tony.
Hey, now, come on.
What if Greg gets a new job and she decides to move away with him?
Well, we'll face that if and when it happens. Well, like Jill says, Helen will make the right choice for her. We just have to give her time.
Will's mind is very definitely on his jobs.
Knife, Will, could you? Right hand jacket pocket.
Here you go.
So, I think there's enough of this preservative here.
Oh, good. I'd like to give all the panels once over this afternoon. Then I can give him a second coat tomorrow.
Right, yeah, lad.
Have you seen anything of Mr. Aldridge?
I haven't, no.
I just wondered if he said anything about me after what happened last week.
Still got your eye on that head keeper's job.
Oh, I know this shoot inside out. I can do the job. I know I can. And I love it.
You don't have to convince me.
I mean, I know I don't know everything, but, you know, who does?
There's always something new to learn.
So you don't think I've been too pushy applying for the job?
Oh, I don't. All that experience should stand you in very good stead.
Good, thanks.
You're a good worker, William. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Oh, cheers.
And Greg always says as much and all.
Have you seen Greg?
No. Have you?
Yeah, me and Emma saw him on Sunday, out with Mitch, on his own.
And how did he seem?
Well, last week wasn't exactly a rollover week for him, was it?
No. No, it wasn't.
Anyway, you know, I had a drink with him Sunday night, but he was really fed up. Kept going on about Helen and Michelle.
Did he?
Wasn't interested in the birds or the shoot at all. It was a bit, you know...
embarrassing?
Yeah. I felt really bad about it. I just didn't know what to say.
Any road, look sharp with them panels. We'll have it dark if we don't get on.
Kenton! Kenton!
Captain Jack Sparrow at your service, Lady Catherine. Savvy?
You're not going to speak like that all evening, are you?
I thought it was rather good.
Yeah, good, but incomprehensible. Do you think I put out enough chairs?
Yeah, looks fine to me.
I hope we sell quite a few on the door.
Do you want any food out here?
No. Best keep it in the kitchen, I think, thanks, Emma. You and Kenton can serve through the hatch.
No, not me, I'm afraid.
Oh, Kenton.
Well, I can't risk getting any sense on this costume.
Hmm. Well, since that stuff would strip the paint off a door at 20 paces, that's probably wise.
How cruel. Look, I'll take the money.
Typical.
Did you get a float for the ticket desk as well?
All taken care of.
And everything's plugged in?
Yeah, sound system, projector player, all ready to go.
Oh, look. Oh.
There's quite a few coming across the green. Shall we open the doors?
Just a sec. 10s, 20s, 50s.
You get missing, Catty Perch.
Well, guess who?
You ready?
Yeah, okay.
It's nippy out here.
It is that now the sun's going down.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Ian.
Welcome, one and all, to the pleasure doll.
What's the honour of it?
Oh, no. Can I see your tickets, please, gentlemen? You didn't get dressed up.
I told you I wouldn't have time.
I think you'd have suited a ponytail and a free shirt like Orlando.
Yeah, right.
Careful, lad. She'll be getting ideas for your wedding soon.
Yeah, you'd have got a 50p discount.
What do you think of Kenton's costume?
Is the women's makeup part of it?
I hope so, George.
No senior citizens price cuts, I think.
No, not this time, Joe. We'll have to see how it all goes.
Right, snacks and drinks.
Avast me hearties! Now, a full range of enticing refreshments are now available at the concession stand.
Well, where's that when it should open?
Oh, it means at the serving hatch.
Oh.
And then if you'd like to take your seat...
No, I do. Come on, Joe, I'm keeping the place for Chris.
Oh, so far so good.
Hi there.
Good heavens. Have you seen it out there, David? For one awful moment, I thought I'd stumbled into Hieronymus Bosch painting.
Careful what you say, Auntie Lillian. Some of those people are related to you.
Well, must have some fun. I suppose.
Yeah, let me buy you a drink.
Has Sid learned how to mix margaritas yet?
I can tell you don't come here often.
Well, I hope spring's eternal, David. I'll have a G&T.
All right. Gin tonic, please, Sid, when you're ready. I take it you're not going to the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Matt and I are going out to dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing would persuade me to sit in a cold village hall all night with teenagers slinging popcorn at each other, listening to Kenton screeching, pieces of eight!
Won't be anything like that.
Well, the very idea takes me right back to the early 60s and that awful flea pit in Borchester. I didn't dare sit in the stalls because the kids in the circle had aimed their chewing gum right at the middle of your beehive.
Well, luckily, I never had that problem. But, no, seriously, I think it's fun.
Oh, come off it, David. Wouldn't you prefer to spend the evening in a Michelin-starred restaurant with the best food and entertaining conversation?
Who do you say you're going out with?
Matt, of course.
Well, I'll have to get back to you on that one, then.
Although I do see the attraction of watching Johnny Depp for 2 hours. I'd sail away with the horizon any time with him.
Yeah, that's what Ruth said, too.
Is she gone?
She has, with Usha.
What about you?
Well, Mum's babysitting while I get in a quick pint. Then I plan to slump comatose in front of the telly.
Oh, hurry up, Matt. I'm starving.
Are you meeting him in here?
Yeah, and he's late.
He's probably delayed on some business.
No, I know where he is.
Yeah?
After boring me all afternoon with talk of keepers and pheasants, he's now in the ploughman's chatting up Oliver Sterling.
Better be a good dinner, then.
Oh, he'll make it up to me, all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm making him promise to come riding with me tomorrow.
Hey, Kenton Archer, where's the chocolate jazzers?
What?
You know, them chocolate buttons with the hundreds and thousands on them. They always used to have them in Borchester.
Yeah, sorry, Joe, no jazzers.
Oh, that's a bit of a poor show.
Well, there's plenty of popcorn and one or two hot dogs left.
Why not live a little, eh? Try some nachos and salsa.
Well, I live a lot longer if I stayed well away from this sort of murky.
Hey, we used to take bags of cut-up carrots to the pictures the month after sweet rationing came in.
Right. Right, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd all like to take your seats...
Exciting, is it?
You're going to be gripped, Joe. Okay, you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Okay, on my signal, man.
Avast, me hearties! The main feature will now begin.
Oh.
Yeah. And on that note, may I remind patrons to switch off all mobile phones.
no. What's happened?
That's all. We need a problem with the electrics.
No. We must have overloaded the system.
Okay, I'll check the fuse box.
Hey, it's a power cut. All the houses round the green are in darkness.
Oh, wonderful.
Very disappointed. We was just settling down to watch and suddenly we was all plunged into complete darkness.
Yeah, it's just this side of the village too, according to Mum when I rang Brookfield.
It's everything this side of the Am, it seems. Young William rang Brian to check for the incubators.
Sid was halfway through pulling a padded load.
Well, we still keep the bulletin, then?
You're out of luck, Joe. I'm afraid his till's not working.
Luckily, I got a top-up just in time.
All right, Mr. Oh, bad luck.
This little inconvenience doesn't seem to have interrupted Matt and Oliver.
I'll nip back in and see if Sid's dug out those candles, shall I?
No. I'm actually enjoying it out here on the green. It's quite a party atmosphere.
Well, I'll leave you in the capable hands of Joe and George, then. I'd better go and find Ruth.
Dave?
Yeah?
Dave, mate, can you do us a favour?
What?
Any chance you could bring down the generator from Brookfield?
Do you think it'll power all that equipment?
Oh, handy things, them generators.
DVD player and that little projector, won't even notice it.
Oh, good man.
I'll be back as quick as I can.
What about lights?
Will and Emma are sorting something out.
It's all right. Will's ringing Tony to bring some big lamps down.
Right, I'll get back to Cathy. Fingers crossed, everyone.
Blimey, everyone's out here.
Well, no one wanted to be stuck indoors. It'll be dark soon.
Oh, you know what folks are like these days, Emma? Lost without their tellies.
Yeah, it's true, you know.
Christopher's worried he won't have his telly in the caravan.
What was the move happening then?
Yeah, well, Mr. Crawford's putting an offer for our house.
Oh, as you know. You kept that quiet, missus.
I know nothing about Matt's business, you know.
They've been checking over the old village.
And I'd rather not discuss them, if it's okay with you.
Your mum and dad going to sell, then?
They're still thinking about it.
So, you might be having to get married from a caravan at Willow Farm.
Well, we'll see. Will thinks it's crazy.
Ah, no. He lives at the Dower House, doesn't he?
Yeah, Caroline's made it really nice.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Will, did you get the lights sorted?
Yeah, Tom's bringing them now.
Hello, what's Jolene doing with that crate?
Oh, how very enterprising. It looks like she's bringing out bottled beers, a pop.
Oh, about time. My throat's dry as a button on a buddy's cane.
I hope she's brought out peanuts, too.
Hey, wait up, Jo.
You're coming, Will.
Can we just have a quick word first?
Yeah, what's up?
I got stopped by Matt Crawford on my way over here just now.
What does he want? Will.
He said Brian ordered you got a couple of keepers interested in Greg's job from up north.
Well, you'll have to go through the motions, you know, advertise. They'll expect that on Borchester land.
Oh, it's not that. He's not even considering me.
Well, you don't know that.
I do. They're both coming down and he wants me to show them round, tell them about the operation.
Well, maybe you don't know you're interested. You've got to be upfront with him about it. Tell him you want the job. I mean, you're already doing it after all.
But they're bound to be more experienced than me, and older.
Well, it don't matter how old or how experienced. You proved last week you could do it. This is a great opportunity for you, Will. Go and talk to him.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you. I just nipped back to say I was thinking about what you said earlier about Greg.
Oh, Greg, yeah.
Look, leave it to me. I'll go and see him tomorrow.
Oh, thanks, George. Yeah, that'll be good. He'll be able to talk to you.
Well, that was my thinking and all. God grief, your granddad can't have motor when he thinks there's a free drink to be had.
Come away from the window. David's not going to work any quicker with you watching him.
It's a good thing Tom brought these lamps down. They're fantastic.
Help me take the cable down. Oh, I just hope there's enough power. I'm pretty clueless about this sort of thing.
Oh, it's gone 8:15. I wish you'd hurry up and make sure they're going to finish up in the beer garden. Quite a few have drifted off in that direction already.
Yeah, they'll be back. Mm. After all, they have paid for their tickets.
Shh. Yes!
Thank goodness!
All right, let's see if...
Oh,
the magic of electricity!
Oh,
right, you're back in business.
Mm, definitely.
Thank you, I really appreciate it.
Don't mention it.
We've got one or two spare seats if you want to stay.
Huh, I think you'll need more than one or two. Half the village is on its way.
Oh, my goodness!
I think we'll have to borrow the old disco lights next time. And those flashing lasers they have at Leicester Square Premiers.
If there is a next time.
Hey, look. Next time?
Yeah, he was never one to think small, my brother.
A bit time and all. Kevin, one and all. Roll up for pirates and a Caribbean.
Well, hang on a minute. Who hasn't paid? George?
I've paid all right.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I've invited Lillian Bellamy here to join me, Angel.
He's my consort for the evening.
I told her you wouldn't mind.
You know, just a minute, Joe.
You're on the losing with you, that one.
So here's £20, Kenton. Popcorn all round at the interval.
No nachos at all.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to let that one go, too.
Oh, well. Give us a kiss, that'll make up for it. Mm, I'm really proud of you, clever girl.
Oh,
Excuse me. Have you paid?
Yes. Excuse me. Excuse me.
It's Wednesday morning and George is very concerned about Greg.
Quiet, Mitch.
In there.
Just a minute. Hello, George.
Oh, now then, Mitch. Good lad, good lad.
You better come in.
I didn't know whether you were in or not until I heard the dog. What's he doing in the house, any road? Hey, come on, lad, let's get you out in the yard, eh? Come on, lad.
Go on, Mitch.
Let's have you out of here. Greg, have you seen this? He's got no water. Or food, did you know?
It must have slipped my mind.
There you go, lad. Well, now, what about his food?
There's some dry stuff.
Here, oh, ta. You've let things go a bit, haven't you?
I know.
And when's the last time you had something to eat? I tell you what, see if there's any bread in the freezer. Why don't you stick a couple of slices in the toaster while I put the kettle on, eh?
Right.
Go on, I'll make us a cup of tea. I'm at a bit of a loose end this morning. We can have a bit of a chat, eh?
I feel ridiculous in this getter.
You look wonderful, Tiger.
Well, I don't feel it.
Oh, don't be silly. It's all right. Good boy, Tolly. Good boy. Now those joppers really suit you. I knew they would. And Leanne will find your hat.
I don't know how I let you talk me into this.
Well, perhaps next time you decide to take me out for dinner, you won't spend the entire evening talking business with Oliver Sterling.
See you next week.
Caroline, darling.
I didn't know Caroline worked here.
Well, she helps out with special needs groups. She and Oliver hope to foster, I think, Shula, sir.
Oh. Right.
Caroline, could you find Shula for us, please?
I'm afraid she's out on a hack. Can I help?
Oh, hello, Marcellus. Oh, he's a beauty, Caroline.
But it doesn't matter. We'll come back another time.
I thought Shula was going to sort out a horse for Matt to ride.
Oh, yes. I think Leanne's got that sorted. How experienced a rider are you, Matt?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, all horses are good for is betting on, keeping my wife from under my feet, and the odd stake in France.
He's such a barbarian.
Well, I think Shula chose Bella for you, actually. I'll have one of the girls get her tacked up. She's very docile.
Oh, she'll be fine. Thanks, Caroline.
And Shula suggested you stick to the arena for now.
What? But I'm not just walking around like a circus attraction. If I'm going to ride a horse, I want to get out into the fields.
All in due course. Bella it is, then. If you hang on to Marcellus, Lillian, I'll just let Leanne know.
Yep, thank you. There you go. Caroline's right, you know.
You drag me over here. At least let's make it worth my while and have a proper ride.
Oh, darling, do stop being so grumpy.
I do intend to turn the charm on, don't you worry. Oliver's got a couple of contacts who could be very useful. And isn't Caroline related to Lord Netherbourne?
She's his niece.
Come to think of it, I bet they all ride to hounds and all that.
Won't be long.
Caroline, we were just saying the other day what a great job you're doing with Grey Gables, weren't we, Lily?
Oh, thank you. Hopefully the refurbishment will only take a couple of weeks.
Oh, really?
Meanwhile, we've moved the tables into the main conference room, so we're able to stay open.
Must be quite a responsibility for a woman.
Yes, it is. Come on, Marcellus. Let's get your saddle off.
Spent your relief Jack Woolley decided to take on the top-class chef. Must make your job easier, schmoozing the clients.
Oh, I expect he does a bit more than schmoozing the clients.
I like to think so. Here we go.
Here, let me take that. That saddle looks a bit heavy.
No, I can manage, thanks.
Right, OK. No offence intended.
We girls are stronger than we look. Fortunately, we build muscle lugging about our huge handbags full of makeup.
I know. Heaven only knows what junk you girls carry around, eh? That you don't know either.
Come on, Matt. Let's see if one of the stable girls can find a hat for you.
Right, okay.
With a head as big as that, she'll be lucky.
Hey, you've not touched your toast. I'm not hungry. Have you been sleeping down here?
If only.
I thought as much.
I've been
sitting in this chair at night just watching the sky change. Will said he'd seen you, Sunday. He's a good lad, Will.
He said he'd spoken to you about going for the keeper's job.
He'll do all right.
He said you wanted to talk about things, you know. Well, you know you can talk to me, don't you?
Nothing more to say. You know Helen's gone, I suppose.
Oh, she'll be back.
I doubt it.
Of course she will.
She's the best thing that ever happened to me, George. It was too good to last.
Well, you're talking as if it's over and done with.
Couldn't even do that right. It's all my fault she left, you know.
You can't pile all the blame on yourself.
Yeah, it's true. I messed it up.
Well, have you tried talking to her?
I love her. For the first time in my life, I had a woman who really cared for me. Loved me. And I killed it stone dead. How could I do something so stupid?
I can't answer that question for you, Greg.
No. I got this letter this morning from Annette.
Oh, she's your youngest, isn't she?
Yeah. It says how she hopes Michelle will change her mind. What a good dad I am. Poor kid.
Oh, there you are, then. That shows you it's not all thistles and thorns.
I should have fought Michelle and stopped her taking them away.
You were doing what you thought was best for them.
Was I, though? Or was I just that glad to see the back of Michelle? Was it me being lazy and selfish?
We all do the best we can at the time.
Years ago, not long after I passed my test, I was driving home late one night, over the moors. Went to see a mate.
What?
And I keep thinking about it. The higher I climbed, the foggier it got. I couldn't see a yard in front of the car. Creeping along in first gear. I got completely disorientated. I couldn't figure out where I was.
I've been in one or two of them myself. Very frightening.
But what kept me going was I knew where I was heading. Home. A nice warm bed. I could picture it. And I knew if I just kept going, I'd get there. Well, that's how I feel now. I'm lost in that fog. And the difference is, George, I can't picture where I'm heading.
Oh, now, come on. It'll come clear. It really will.
Will it?
Look, I can tell you that for certain. Because I've been down some very dark roads myself in my time. I don't talk about this, but I had a messy breakup with my first wife. And I took to drink.
Oh, didn't know.
No. Well, I don't shout about it.
No.
And, well, take me and Chris. Over these past few months, I mean, we've been through hell and back. But now we're settling into Woodbine Cottage and things are starting to look up again.
Good. I'm glad.
Things will change for you and all, Greg. But you have to do some of the changing yourself.
I know.
There's a certain comfort about being at rock bottom. The only way you can go is up.
Yeah.
Ah, your tea's gone cold. Let me make us another cup.
You sure?
I'm not going anywhere just yet.
You'll be fine, darling.
Yeah, I know.
Would you like me to bring the mounting block?
What's that?
It's a block to stand on to make it easier to get on the horse.
No need for that. I can manage.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course I am.
Okay. Right, well, first you run the girth underneath
the... Hang on. Where's the rush here? Plenty of time.
I thought you were eager to make a start.
Yeah, I am, but I did want to have a little chat with Caroline about the puppy show.
What was it you wanted to know?
Oliver said you were ordering a marquee.
Yes, that's right, for tea.
Right, now, as it happens, an old mate of mine, a bloke I met in the south of
I'll
France...
just stop you there, Matt, if I may. We've already ordered it and confirmed delivery.
Ah, pity. I thought it might be worth a couple of invites if I set it up for you.
No need. Right, a rigid amount.
Yep. Oh, Lillian, you said something about the dower house?
Mm? Oh, yes, thank you. Caroline, I've been showing Matt some of my special places in Ambridge.
Not possible, I'm afraid.
Oh, but I just wanted to see how much it had changed.
No, I'm afraid there are tenants staying there at the moment. I couldn't possibly let anyone look round.
Oh, just a quick peek.
No, sorry, out of the question. Right, Matt, if you'd like me to tighten the girth and run down the stirrup.
Sure, I can manage, thanks.
Now, don't be too afraid to pull it tight.
I'm not.
Now, you lengthen this left stirrup so you can reach it with your foot, like this.
Yeah, yeah, I can do it.
Oh, I better check the girth.
It's fine. Honestly, what do you think I am?
Right, if you say so. Now, you hold the reins in your left hand and the saddle in your right.
Easy peasy. Here.
Oh, dear. Are you all right? You pig-headed man. We told you to tighten the girth firmly. Twisting the saddle round like that, you could hurt her back.
Her back? Oh, thanks.
Oh, by the way, Greg, I brought this with me. Thought you might like to have a glance over it.
Shooting us out. Thanks.
I'll leave it on here. I thought you might want to have a look through the classifieds.
Classifieds?
No, there's a couple of jobs that look interesting. They're both outside South Borsetshire. But maybe that's what you could do with a completely fresh start.
I don't know.
No, well, I don't want to start telling you what you should do. That's up to you. And I'm not trying to chase you away, so don't think that.
That occurred to me.
It's just best to cast your nets wide, you know, see what there is out there, see what you're trawling, eh?
Maybe.
You don't have to decide straight away, there's no pressure. William said Brian's not going to force you out of here.
Very big of him.
Any rate, I'd best be making a move. Chris will be wondering where I've got to.
Oh, yeah.
Look, why don't you come over for supper one of these nights, eh?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Chris would love to see you. I know she would.
No, I don't think so, George, but thanks for the invitation anyway.
Well, it's always there if you change your mind.
Thanks.
Just give us a bell and let us know you're coming. We don't stand on ceremony.
And thanks, George, for taking the trouble to come over this morning. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's no trouble. And give them classifieds the once over, eh?
Will do.
Ah, well. Keep in touch.
Yeah.
I'll see you then.
Bye, George.
Nigel has swapped his laser printer for a metal post driver.
Nigel, give it some, will he?
Oh, must be time for a tea break.
Nope.
I think that'll do it, Eddie.
No, you got to put more beef into it.
Yes.
You don't want these falling over with the first breath of wind and taking your precious vines with them.
I certainly don't.
Look, you've got to get a rhythm going. One, two, bang.
Yes, I see.
I thought you said Mike was going to be opening it.
He's rather more interested in the crack barn, I think.
Oh, so that's where he's skived off to, is it?
He's just helping out the foundations. He said he'd be back this afternoon. Ah, what about that?
Yeah, that'll do. Right, pass me them nails and that strut. Oh,
phew. Very satisfying. Bashing the hell out of a post in fresh spring air. Very therapeutic.
If you say so.
Must be about time for a break.
Oh, no chance. You wanted all these posts in by the end of the week, didn't you?
Absolutely. I've got to get the vines in as soon as possible.
Well, get crack in then.
Quite the slave driver, aren't you?
Well, you were just prattling on yourself about the benefits of a hard day's work.
Well, yes.
And I agree with you, as it goes.
Oh, good.
Takes your mind off other things. So, come on, get that next post.
Yes, sir.
Hard at work, both of you.
Joe, what a surprise.
Dad, what are you doing over this way?
I had a ride over in the trap with Bartleby. I left it with Tech.
Quite a way to come.
Well, I thought I'd like to see how it was all going.
It's going very well.
So you're going to be making your own wine, eh?
Hey, don't be distracting the builders, mate.
Well, if he wants any help or advice, he knows where to come.
Sorry?
Us Grundys have been brewing cider for hundreds of years. There's nothing we don't know about making your own drink.
Well, thanks. I'll bear that in mind, Joe.
So what's he saying, eh? It looks like railway sleepers cutting off.
That's exactly what they are.
Oh, there'll be support for your vines, then, eh?
Indeed. Yeah. Well, yeah, once we get these in, we'll be threading wire between them for the trellis.
Cup old, Nigel.
Right, what?
This is how you do it.
Yes. Next, I'll need to mark out the polythene with paint, and then the race will be on.
What do you mean?
Once the vines are delivered, they need to be planted straight away.
You got that?
Yes, I think so.
Your turn, then.
Look, perhaps since Joe's here, we ought to share our thermos with him.
Oh, I don't mind if I do.
Oh, all right.
It makes a change for you, doesn't it, Nigel Partridge? A bit of manual labour?
Nigel's building up his biceps.
Look at that.
We've seen bigger knots in cotton.
Oh. Hear that?
Well, he was in the shop first thing this morning. Susan Carter said that Matt Crawford's still after their house.
Nigel?
Thanks. So Mike told me.
Who's Crawford think he is, eh? The new Squire of Ambridge?
They might not sell to him. David Archer, wouldn't I hear?
Yeah, well, Neil and Susan ain't got the luxury to hang on for a better offer.
Yeah, you had any more thoughts about your Clary's birthday?
Nope.
Oh, when's that?
Middle of next month.
12th. I was going to be taking it to Paris.
Ah, you've hit the spot there. If the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, the way to a woman's is taking her to Paris. I guarantee it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Come on, break over. Let's get back to work.
Where do you want these, love?
Well, if they're strawberry, I'll put them straight into the chiller cabinet. Thanks, Mum.
How are you?
Fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't been over all week. I thought you might have called in or come over for supper.
Oh, I've been busy.
Your dad would like to see you.
I'll just tell him not to worry. I might come over at the weekend.
Well, if you like, I could cook something special on Saturday or a Sunday roast. I haven't done that for a while.
Oh, I'll give you a ring.
Did you bring the broccoli? Oh, no, sorry. Just the spring cabbage.
Hi, Kat.
Oh, hi.
Strawberry, good.
Kirsty?
Yeah?
How is Helen? She's looking very tired and drawn.
Oh, I don't think she's sleeping very well.
No, I don't suppose she is.
She's still trying to work things out. And you know what she's like. She needs to do that by herself.
Yeah. So she hasn't really spoken to you?
She will.
See if you can get her to come over to Bridge Farm, will you?
Well, the cabbage looks good.
Right. Well, I'd better get back. What about coming round tonight? We could get a video, just the two of us.
Oh, thanks, Mum, but I'm a bit tired. I will come over soon, promise.
Look after yourself.
I'll make sure she does.
Thanks.
See you,
bye.
She's really upset, you know, seeing you like this.
I know, but I just can't talk to her about it.
Well, you should give her a chance.
She never liked me being with Greg.
Well, she's not going to try and persuade you to leave him for good, is she?
Well, she's not exactly going to be pushing me to go back to him.
Well, maybe you should give her some credit. She's your mum. She just wants what's best for you.
I know. But it's not that. I just don't know what to think myself.
This is one of my favourite jobs. I like squeezing the way out of these curds.
You're a natural-born cheesemaker, Clary.
Oh, ain't that. Now, I'm getting some practice for wringing Eddie's neck if he don't give me a nice birthday present.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Fell a bit flat.
What? Oh, sorry, Clary.
Oh, you've been miles away all afternoon. It's Helen, isn't it?
Yes. No good me trying to hide it from you.
We've been friends too long, Pat.
Yeah, we have. And I wish she would open up and talk to me about what she's going through.
Ah, she's a strong lass. She's her mother's daughter.
All the more reason to worry about her. I know what I'm like.
Well, give her time.
Yeah, that's what Tony keeps saying. Oh, Clary, you never know what to do for the best, do you?
Being a mum never gets no easier, to be sure.
If I don't get her to talk to me, will that just create a gulf between us? Or is it better to give her the space and let her come to me when she's ready?
When they're little and poorly and you're up all night with them, you think it can't get no harder.
Tom's completely different. If there's something bothering him, everyone knows about it.
Now, I just think, as long as she knows you're there, like a safety net, she'll talk when she's ready.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, let's change the subject. What's the latest at the village pump?
Oh, Susan and Neil have decided to accept Matt Crawford's offer.
Are they?
Yeah. And Susan was saying as Emma's got Mr. Woolley to lend her Higgs and his Bentley to take her to the church.
Oh, Jack's a sweetheart, he really is.
I don't know how Emma does it. I've never been brave enough to ask.
She's a very determined young woman. Knows what she wants and goes for it.
Oh, and she's had this idea for the wedding.
Oh?
Well, she didn't want just the usual paper confetti and anything a bit different, so expensive.
Yeah, it all adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, so Susan asked me if I'd help her collect flower petals to scatter.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
Yeah,
it's practical too. No one's going to mind flower petals being left on the ground.
No. That's all my news, I think.
And what were you saying Eddie's getting you for your birthday?
I weren't. But if it ain't no improvement on his past performances, what with his leg warmers and his frilly pinnies, he'll know it. He'll get the same treatment as this cheese.
Are you ready, Helen?
Coming. The key was sticking a bit.
Oh, I'm starving. I think I'll eat as soon as I get in. What are these new veggie bakes like? Have you tried any?
Actually, Kirsty, do you mind if we don't go back to yours straight away?
Oh, okay.
It's just that there's going to be people there and...
What's the matter?
I'm okay.
Where do you want to go?
Do you mind if we just sit here for a bit?
No, not at all. Should I leave the engine running for the heater?
No, I'm warm enough.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I just don't know what to do.
How do you mean?
Come home with you, or go to see Mum, or go to Greg.
Well, what's your gut feeling telling you?
I don't know. What I want to see how Greg is, I'm so worried about him. We know how he was last week when I walked out.
I know, but you have to put yourself first. He did the right thing, you know.
Yeah, sometimes I think I did. And if I'm honest, in some ways it's been a relief not having to cope with his moods, not having my heart in my mouth every time he walks through the door. Not to guess if he's up or down.
Or angry.
But part of me knows I ought to be there with him to help him through it. I love him, I really do. And I know he loves me.
Oh. Hi, am I too late?
Oh, Nigel!
I'm awfully sorry. I realise you've closed the shop.
Yeah, we have.
I wondered if you'd take pity on a poor unfortunate wretch and sell me some herbal bath oils or something.
Bath oils? Is that all?
You've no idea what a favour you'll be doing me. I've been wielding a post driver for 2 days solid.
A post driver?
In the vineyard. Eddie's been pushing us both to finish like a man possessed. Every muscle in my entire body's aching.
Oh, okay. I think we've got something for an aching back.
You're an angel.
I'll be with you in a sec.
Thanks.
Sorry.
No, it doesn't matter.
I won't be long.
That's okay. I think what I'll do is give Greg a ring and ask him to come out for a drink with me tomorrow night.
Good idea. Neutral ground. You'll be okay, you know.
Flurry home yet?
Here she's on the phone. You and Nigel Pardew do get finished over at Lower Loxley, then?
Yeah, I'm knackered. Think I'll give Nets a miss tonight.
Eddie!
Clary, what's the matter?
Eddie, it's for you. It's the police.
Oh, Lord. What do they want?
What did they say?
They didn't say anything to me. Just wanted to speak to Mr. Edward Grundy Sr.
Yeah, well, it's probably something and nothing, Clary. Don't start fretting.
I know exactly what it's about.
I thought you said they wouldn't tell you.
Well, no, they wouldn't. They investigated that abattoir in Felpersham last week, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I heard something about it, didn't I?
From Eddie, no doubt.
Yeah, well, we did talk.
Well, I had to find out about it from Pat.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Eddie tried to kid you like he sweet-talked me. Telling me it had nothing to do with that illegal meat he's been selling.
Oh, he was just trying to protect you, Clarina.
Hoping to brush it all under the carpet.
No. He really thought Snatch Foster was selling him good meat.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
No, it's the truth.
Trust in Snatch Foster.
And it was daft.
Selling condemned meat? I still can't believe it. Joe, they're going to come down on him like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, there's no need to panic till we know what they said.
Kill him for getting mixed up with it all.
He had a good reason for wanting to make a bit extra, you know.
There ain't no good reason for breaking the law.
Oh, flaming great, that's all I need.
What did they say?
They're helping investigate the illegal trade in condemned meat, as Edward put it. They want me to come into the station for an interview.
I knew it. Well, you'll just have to go and see Usha, if she can fit you in.
Ah, you need some professional advice.
Yeah, I'm going to need all the help I can get.
At Brookfield, Bert's not in the best of moods.
Hi, Bert.
Oh, afternoon.
Thank you for doing the milking the other day.
You're welcome.
No, we're really grateful. It's such a rarity, David and me having an afternoon together.
Ah, well, you only asked to ask.
Oh, thanks anyway. We had a nice time.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
That's a bit profound for a Friday afternoon.
Oh, you've been doing a lot of thinking lately.
I see.
Where's young Ben then?
Oh, I dropped him off at Jill's before I went to the supermarket, so I can get on with the cooking.
Oh, I'm in a bit of a do.
Usha, Elizabeth, Nigel and Ashok are coming round. I thought we'd celebrate Usha's engagement.
Mm, very nice.
You normally like to know what I'm making.
Well, you can say if you like.
Well, Usha and Ashok are both vegetarians.
Oh, don't hold with fattiness.
It's on religious grounds.
Oh, that's different.
So I thought I'd do something Italian. Aubergines parmesan.
What's that one eat at home?
A layers of fried aubergine, tomato sauce and three cheeses.
Ooh, I don't think Fred has ever cooked an aubergine.
I'll save you a bit.
Oh, no, thanks. Well, this gate ain't gonna weld itself. It's the one up at Marnie's, you know.
Oh, well spotted.
And it's a good thing someone's got their wits about them.
It is, thanks.
Only you need someone on a farm that's worked it for years. Somebody who knows the ground.
Well, yeah.
And where to look for things that need seeing to. Oh,
definitely, I agree.
Right. Well, I'm glad we've got that straight. Now, if you don't mind, I'll get on with his welding.
Okay, Eddie, what can I do for you?
Right. I don't know if you remember, but we had a party for the pole barn, Easter time it was.
Yeah.
And I told you about this mate of mine and his spot of bother over some dodgy meat.
And I told you to tell him to get some good legal advice.
Yeah. Well, he is. I am. It's me.
Now there's a surprise.
I had a phone call last night from the old Bill. They want to interview me about it on Sunday.
I see. You better give me the full story.
Right. Well, I got this mate. No, a real mate this time. Well, I mean, he's not a real mate. A real mate wouldn't stitch you up like this. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a bit nervous.
There's no need to be, Eddie. So, someone of your acquaintance?
Snatch Foster.
Snatch Foster.
Any road, he supplied me with this meat to sell at car boots.
Illegal meat.
I never knew that. I thought it was from a couple of struggling hill farmers. You know, a bit of home killed on the side.
In fact, illegal.
Well, I suppose so. Any road. Next thing I know, Clary points out this piece in the paper about a restaurant in Felbersham selling condemned meat. Well, I thought nothing about it because I thought I knew, the stuff I was flogging was sound.
I see. Carry on.
We even cooked some of it one night for us to eat, you know.
Well, obviously, you wouldn't have done that if you'd known.
Next news. I'm at a car boot, selling something to one of my regulars. A typical Grundy look. There's one of these environmental health people there. Of course, she took a lot off me. She came back to the cottage and took all out in the freezer and all. Clary went ballistic.
I imagine she would.
That's not the worst of it. They called me in for an interview. A formal one with proper caution and everything.
These incidents are taken very seriously, Eddie.
Bear in mind, I knew it wasn't quite legal. But I still thought it was fit for humans to eat. Any road, I had to tell them where I got it.
So you gave them all the information they requested?
Too right.
So you cooperated fully with them? Good.
Yeah. And it was later that week when I realised I'd been set up. Snatch rings up, threatening all sorts.
He admitted to you that the beef was condemned meat?
He was like a rabid dog. So I got them all in bother. And? Well, he said, if he goes down, he'll make sure I do too. Now I've been called in for questioning. I need to know, Usha. I've had it this time, haven't I?
So you can tell David who cleaned the pipes for him and hosed down the parlour.
Thanks, Bert. Potato peeler, where the heck is it?
For the second time this week, but I don't mind.
Duly noted. Excuse me, can I just get to the vegetable?
Production's up. Cost always is when he goes on grass.
Yeah, that's right.
You never said it had potatoes in it.
What?
Your aubergine, cheese and tomatoes, you said.
Yeah, well, I've put a bit too much salt in it, if you must know.
Ah, my Frieda swears by cooking a potato in the pan. Soaks up the salt, you see, then she throws it away.
What do you think this is?
Only trying to help.
I know, but I'm a bit pushed. I want to get this in the oven. I've still got Ben to get to bed.
Message received.
Hi.
Oh, evening, Usha. You look very smart, if you don't mind me saying so. Oh,
thank you.
So, if you've nothing else to report, Ruth.
What?
Nothing else to say about work.
Oh, sorry, Bert. My mind's not really on work. If I think of anything, I'll see you about over the weekend. Is that okay?
She'll have to be. Well, say goodnight then.
Night, Bert.
Night.
Okay, what can I do to help?
Oh, don't be daft. You go back to the others.
Well, Elizabeth and Ashok are deep in conversation about art, and I'm afraid David and Nigel are both struggling to keep their eyes up.
Oh, poor old Nigel. Apparently he's been rolling his sleeves up this week and wielding lump hammers.
No wonder he's shattered.
Oh, I hope this works.
It all smells wonderful.
Juice?
Oh, please. I always feel so comfortable in here. It's a real family kitchen.
I'll make a confession. I love being in here too. And I never thought I'd say that about a kitchen.
And I definitely feel more comfortable about having a meal here to celebrate my engagement.
Well, let's hope you're still saying that after you've eaten. Juice.
Thanks. Oh, I will. What my family have in mind is in-laws' presents and prayers.
Doesn't sound too bad to me.
No. Actually, it's wonderful. Just a bit formal.
Well, here's to a cosy kitchen at the heart of your home. Congratulations.
Did you hear that?
What?
About Sid. Your cousin's furious.
Do you believe it?
Well, I didn't see exactly what happened, but if Sid did walk away deliberately, it wouldn't surprise me.
Kirsty, it's a Friday night. It's a busy pub.
Yeah, but Adam said Sid's been blanking him at cricket matches as well.
Yeah, but don't you think Adam's being a bit touchy?
Actually, Helen, no, I don't. Blanking, making jokes, whatever. Nobody should have to put up with any of it just because of who they are.
You're right.
In fact, when Jolene comes down, I'm going to pick a quiet moment and have a word with her. I don't feel comfortable about it at all.
Greg's late. Hope he won't stand me up.
Well, there he is. He's just come in.
Oh.
Doesn't scrub up too badly, does he? Looks like he's made an effort for you, at least.
Greg, over here. I don't know what I was expecting.
Hello, Helen.
Hi.
What can I get you guys?
Parmesan, please, Helen.
Orange and lemonade, thanks.
You two go and sit down if you like. I'll bring your drinks over.
Okay, it looks quiet by the fire.
Thank you. Now the dash is dying off a bit, I'll be planting out my sweet peas. Mm. What you got planned for that bungalow garden?
Oh, I hardly knows where to start.
Ah, it'll be for a week. You'll have your work cut out before you can get going.
Yeah, Ruth always was happier on a tractor than in the garden.
A bit that lawn, didn't
she? Oh, it's more meadow grass. Yeah. Still, I've got more important things on my mind than gardening.
More important than gardening? Well, I never thought to hear you say that, Bert Fry.
Thanks for seeing me tonight, Helen.
I wanted to.
You look really nice.
Thanks.
How have you been? Been doing a lot of thinking.
I've been doing nothing else.
And George came round.
Did he? That was good of him.
He brought the Gazette with him.
Oh?
I thought I might have a look at the job adverts.
And did you?
Yeah, there's one that sounds quite promising.
Oh, that's good.
Just from what it says. I haven't rung up or anything yet.
Oh, you should.
You think so?
Yeah.
Only thing is, it'd mean moving out of the area.
Far away?
100 miles or so north.
That far?
Obviously much too far to commute.
A fresh start, then?
Yeah.
Right.
So, do you think I should go for it?
Well, there's no harm in applying.
No.
If you think it's right for you.
Right.
It's probably a good opportunity.
Yeah.
You look tired.
Yeah. I'll probably get back after I've had my drink. Look, I'll be back in a minute.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks, Kirsty.
Are you okay?
No.
What's the matter?
Greg's talking about a new job, moving north.
Really?
I'm sitting here asking myself, could I move away? All my family and friends are here, my business, my job. My life's here, Kirsty.
Well, don't make him any promises. Not tonight, anyway. I think you've got to keep your options open.
You're in a miserable mood again tonight, Bert Fry.
Oh, you mind your own business, Joe Grundy.
Well, suit yourself.
Oh, if you must know, it's David and Ruth Archer.
They still not told you what they're up to?
No, they ain't. Mr. Archer had never have treated me this high-handed. Worked there for over 15 years, I am. But no, they can't even be bothered to let me in on their plans for my own retirement.
Well, I've been reading the Farmers Weekly, and I bet your suspicions is right, yeah.
Oh?
Where's my glasses? Hang on. Here it is. Experienced herd person wanted for expanding dairy herd in South Borsetshire. Oh, really, about?
Yeah, that's Brookfield, all right. So I'm on my way out.
Well, it depends, like I said.
Yeah. Hmm?
Well, that's to give you proper notice, isn't it, Rob?
What's proper notice?
You can get advice. Employment laws is very strict these days. But as far as the bungalow is concerned...
Chucking you out of that bungalow, Ollie Bert? Yeah, you can't rely on anybody these days.
You know, I'm coming to realise that.
Don't let the council rehouse you in Meadow Roys, whatever you do.
Meadow Roys?
Oh, shut up, Eddie.
We'll have to have this out with David and Ruth first chance all
you
get.
Yeah, you just forget about it for now, Bert Fry. We'll have a game of dominoes.
Oh, right. Ah, yeah. Hope I can keep my mind on the game.
Yeah.
Just a minute.
Oh, yeah. How'd you get on with Usha Gupta this afternoon?
It's going to be a very tough fight, she said. This is big league stuff.
I thought so.
A big fine, at the very least. It's a banger's Clary's weekend in Paris.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I wish I'd never got involved. I've got this police interview to face on Sunday. Oh, Dad. What a flaming mess.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.